1. Who was your favorite teacher? I love most of my instructors, but they're difficult to pick on. But given a choice, I would say, my math teacher, Mr. No, who taught me when I was in grade 10, I like him the most. He was really friendly, gentle, intelligent, and really supportive. Whenever I had a math problem, he was always willing to support me. Especially, he had a sense of humor, so he had his own way of making the lessons fun and engaging. So our class really liked him. Math used to be one of my favorite subjects, too. Where do you learn from teachers? The most common place to learn from teachers is definitely the school, especially in a classroom. But nowadays, with the advent of the internet, I can learn from teachers or instructors online, in a virtual classroom, like on YouTube. I've been learning English online on a daily basis. 3. What is important about being a good teacher? To become an excellent teacher, I think they have to be attentive, patient, and kind. More importantly, they need to have good communication skills and good teaching skills as well, because they can lead to effective learning. Like my math teacher, Mr. No, he is good at not only teaching but also communicating with people. That's why students and his co-workers really adore and like him. 4. When is a good time to ask a teacher a question? The best occasion to ask a question is as soon as possible, before the students forget or whenever they have any problems. When I was in high school, Mr. No let us ask any questions during the lesson. That's why we all passed the math tests. 5. Have you ever taught everyone? Actually, as I mentioned, my job is as a TOEIC teacher, so I teach my students every day except for Sunday. 6. If you could choose another subject to teach, what would it be? As I mentioned, math used to be one of my favorite subjects. If I had a chance to instruct another subject, it would be math, because I'm quite good at math. And I also gained inspiration from my Mr. No.